This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven past the hour on the DJ V Show, and there is the V is over there, but the D is gone. Somewhere right now, a donkey in Machu Picchu is going, what is this guy up to?
That's right.
Get off of me. I am Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen this hour, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Hanging out with you on your Monday morning, talking about what's going on in your life around the world. And got some good news this morning with regards to the campfire in California. It looks like it's been pretty much surrounded with a little help from the rain, Victoria.
Yeah, it's true. It is 100% contained now as of Sunday. However, now the next phase is going to be, you know, probably maybe even the toughest part of it. The death toll is at least 85 people.
Wow.
And there are 249 people still missing. So that's better news than it was 1,000 people missing just a few days ago.
Right.
It's down to 249, so that is an improvement. However, now the sheriff's office is maintaining the public list of missing people. And the sad part is they're offering to swab the cheeks of immediate relatives in hopes of identifying those who have been lost in the fire through DNA. So that's just, that's the grim reality of this.
And think about the grim reality is the mud and the ash, and I mean, that they are having to dig through just to find remains.
Yep.
And there will be some that they likely will just never find.
Yeah,
and
that's
true. What a terrible, terrible story.
19,000 buildings that have been destroyed and businesses, and the town of Paradise is just gone. It's completely gone. So it's just been a devastating thing, and this is going to be a while to clean that up and to identify everyone who's missing, and I think this is probably a story we're going to be talking about for months and months to come.
Well, especially now that climate report came out from the government last week, and there's going to be definitely a large debate on the effects of that and who agrees and who disagrees. But I think it's good just in that we get the conversation going about what needs to be done to help alleviate the effects or these fires, because a large part of that report that came out talked about the destruction. Okay, so let's put aside, let's just set to the side right now a second, whether you believe man causes global warming, all right, and whether you believe that there even is a warming trend or whatever. They talk a lot about in this report whether the damage, okay, so this will be billions of dollars in flood damage, billions of dollars in fire damage. Let's look at that, just compartmentalize that. What do we do to help alleviate some of that damage?
Right.
And can we handle and manage the forest? And can we build our cities a little differently so that we don't? I mean, we have a city here in Maryland, just outside of Baltimore. It got flooded 6 years ago. They rebuilt it, flooded again this year.
And the whole town was completely underwater. I saw some of the pictures.
The whole Main Street. It's gone.
The whole Main Street, yeah.
And so now they're having the conversation, okay, do we rebuild this end of Main Street again or just kind of let it go? And it's a historic small town, Ellicott City, and it's a great little town, but, you know, why would you
move the Main Street? Main Street's no longer where it was, and it's in a little, it was sort of, it looked like a little valley almost.
Yeah.
So it kind of like all the water just sat in that little bucket there that was Main Street. So maybe Main Street has to move around to a different spot
in the town. Exactly. And it makes you wonder, as we grow, as our country grows, and as we have a larger and larger and larger population that we've never had before, I mean, 100 years ago, we, 100 million people less than we are now. What are we building and where are we moving to that we just don't know how to handle that situation, and we need to kind of just rethink how we're populating areas?
And, you know, one of the other things that keeps getting brought up is the environmental protections in California that apparently protected a lot of the forest from having the dead brush being cleared away. Right. Well, so people are arguing about it. Well, Cal Fire should have cleared the brush, and then they didn't. And then other people are saying, well, it's all environmentally protected, so they can't go in and do it. Well, then change the law.
Right.
If it's, you know, like, there are elected officials in California.
Yeah.
They can change laws. Just because something is a law that doesn't work anymore, and if you have to adjust, then you change the law to make the adjustment.
And you can't have it both ways, okay? You can't decide, I want to live here because it's beautiful, and then not do what it takes to make it so that the whole city won't burn down.
Right.
You can't say, oh, this is so wonderful, I want to live here, but I don't want to clear that brush, and I will take the responsibility, though, if a fire starts. You just can't have it both ways. You have to be able to say, if we are going to populate this area, we have to clear it, we have to make it safe.
Right.
If we're going to populate this area, we got to make sure it's not going to flood.
Exactly.
You can't have it both ways. So.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
Well, hopefully they've got a handle on that, and over the next few days we'll see it fully contained and, move on to the rebuilding and whatever they decide to do over there. Speaking of California, another weekend adventure over there with the migrant caravan.
Yeah.
This is a mess. And I'll tell you what cues me up about this thing after we kind of just talk about the facts. But this migrant caravan has made it as far as the Tijuana, and the Mexican border has been shut down, both on the Mexico side and in the U.S. side. They have Mexican troops, they have barbed wire, they have the police line standing there, and then they have the California side where they have the U.S. Border Patrol, and they're protecting that side. So the caravan decided, hey, we're going to make a run for the money here this morning or this weekend, and they tried to rush the border, and they made it through the Mexican patrol and cut through the barbed wire and tried to make it into the California side, and they got stopped by the U.S. Border Patrol with tear gas. Here's what's cranking me up about this. All weekend long, I've been hearing news reports, and the news report is this frantic reporter talking about how the tear gas canisters landed just inches from this woman's children's feet, and her kids were tear gassed. And this teenager came to me with a used tear gas canister, and this teenager was tear gassed. Maybe you shouldn't be trying to illegally rush into the United States, and that wouldn't happen. I get it. You're trying to make a better life for your kids. I really do get it. My wife came here. She wanted to come here because she came here after high school, and she decided this is a great country. I would love to live here. So she came here. She learned how to speak English, and she went to college, and she got her citizenship. And it's not easy. It really isn't.
No, it's not.
You can't go to the 7-Eleven and buy it. It takes years, and it does take a couple grand.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way it works. I'm sorry. And if you want to rush the border and try to run past cops, that's what's going to happen. And if you've got your babies in your hands, they're going to get tear gassed. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just
the whole thing, you know, shutting down the San Diego, the largest land crossings. So now what's happening, if you want to just talk, you know, the effects of shutting this down, well, think about all the business and the trucking that goes back and forth between this San Diego and Mexico, all of the produce. Think about the cost of things that are now going to be more expensive because that border is shut down. And because these people, you know, and this is sort of where, like, I get annoyed with it too. Because these people are not doing things the proper way, and they are rushing the border and forcing the governments to close down the border. Well, now you're messing with our bottom line as Americans and as Californians, you know? Mm-hmm. now we're going to have to pay more money for things that normally, you know, we have a set price for the produce and everything else, flowers, everything that comes from Mexico, and everything that we send down to Mexico, corn specifically. There, Mexico buys so much of our corn for tortillas and things like that. If you think about how much business is going to be impacted now by having that border shut down, because it's the cargo section. That's what they rushed. And so the cargo section, which is all just interstate and intercountry commerce, that's what's closed. And that just affects business.
Trump is threatening to just shut the border down altogether if Mexico doesn't get a handle on this. And he claims that with the new incoming Mexican government, that they do have a deal, although it's not been verified, and people are saying it's not done yet, that these people will be able to stay in Mexico while they apply for asylum, which is a long, you know, process. So we'll see how that plays out.
Well, Tijuana is just, you know, that's where they all are. And
it's a mess right now.
The mayor there, he now wants the UN to step in.
That guy. I'm not going to have my citizens pay the tax dollars go to pay for these migrants. Yet you're happy to ship them over to our side of the border and have us pay for them. Thanks a lot, bud. No way, Jose. All right. It's 17 past the hour in the DJV show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Coming up on 19 past the hour on the DJV show, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, Victoria Keelan in with you this morning, and got some opportunities for you to get some free cool stuff. I'm a big fan of the, if you're like a person who loves to work out in your yard or just work around the house, we've been able to partner up with the Works, W-O-R-X company, for some free stuff for you for your holiday shopping, and maybe win some free stuff to give away as a prize. Victoria, what do we got there for everybody?
Yeah, so this week and next week, we've got a really cool giveaway just in time for Christmas. So if you win, you can keep it for yourself, or you can re-gift it, whatever you want to do. But we have all you need to do is go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/DJV show. And right there in the top post is all of the details for our Works giveaway. We're giving away two really cool things. A circle saw, which I'm going to have you talk about, Rich.
Circular saw.
Mm-hmm. And a jaw horse, which I had to look that up to see what a jaw horse was.
This thing is awesome. It's awesome. Okay, so the circular saw, it's the thing that's cool about Works, and I have all this stuff. I have my workbench at home, and it's got like five Works batteries on it. I can put that Works battery in my trimmer, in my circular saw, in my drill driver, whatever it is. So this circular saw is a battery-operated circular saw, and it's going to do the light cutting around the house, the trim work, and even some plywood and whatnot. Also, the jaw horse, it's kind of like a saw horse, but it's got a clamp on it. So if you want to hold some big piece of wood while you're working on it, or some a project that you're working on, it's really cool. So anyway, go to our Facebook page, get all the details, enter your name, learn how to win, get your free stuff, either use it yourself or re-gift it, because it's the way we work here at the DJV show. It's 21 past the hour on DJV.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
DJ V Show, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling with you, along with Kid Rock, and I am a big fan. Hey, I saw Kid Rock, you know, twice, I think, at Jazz Fest in New Orleans, and...
It seems like an odd place for him
to
be.
No, that's everybody always thinks, oh, it's Ola Jazz, what's Kid Rock doing there? But no, it's all forms of music. But there are certain people that are just born to be on stage. He is one of them. And guy puts on a great show. But you know what I like about him more than anything? He's really a pretty decent guy. You see these Instagram posts of him surprising fans of his with disabilities, bringing them guitars, and just doing nice things. Well, apparently last year when he kind of teased that he might run for the Senate in Michigan, there were some repercussions from that. What's going on there?
Well, the Federal Election Commission had to get involved because the commission's Office of General Counsel started an investigation to see if he actually had violated any of the Federal Election Campaign Act of 1971. Ultimately, now, he has been cleared for that. And so the funny thing is about... So he had T-shirts on his website. He told, that said Kid Rock for Senate. So he told Howard Stern... He did an interview a month before the election in 2017, and he admitted to Howard that the whole thing was a publicity stunt, which I feel like most people knew that, but I guess not enough people did, and so this investigation was launched, and it turns out they said that there was no evidence that Robert Ritchie, which is his real name, there was no evidence that he really did anything to launch a campaign. He had no office, he didn't hire any staff, he didn't sign up for anything, and so basically it was nothing more than a publicity stunt. The FEC also made a really good point. They said Kid Rock, and this is where everyone should have caught on, if he was running for Senate, he would have been running under the name Robert Ritchie, because legally, you can't run under a stage name.
Ah.
If you run for public office, you can't run as Kid Rock. You'd have to be Robert Ritchie. So, like, duh. Like, everyone should have known that.
Oh, that's awesome.
But hey, if you bought a Kid Rock for Senate t-shirt, good for you, because that's kind of a cool memorabilia.
That is cool. I might have to go out and get one of those. That's awesome.
They might be on eBay at this point. I don't know.
You know, the hysterical thing about this is how Trump got elected president. Basically started out as a PR campaign just
right.
to kind of build his brand.
Yep.
And, you know, he did it once in 2012 and just kind of teased, oh, maybe I'm thinking about it, maybe I'm thinking about it. And then in 2016, he actually got some traction, and he was like, oh, my God, look at this.
Like, I could actually... I won?
I could actually become president, and then he did.
It's like, in your middle school elections when you have a write-in campaign for Pee Wee Herman to win,
right.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like that.
Exactly. All right. On the other side of the rock and roll stage, we've got Joe Perry, guitar player for Aerosmith, apparently not feeling too well. What's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, 10 days ago, he collapsed backstage. He was with Billy Joel. He went out and made a surprise appearance to play Walk This Way, which is odd, but sure. So Billy Joel wanted to do that. They were at Madison Square Garden. Billy Joel's there, like, you know, every week. And so after the performance, Joe Perry went backstage into his dressing room, and he passed out. And so the paramedics arrived. Someone called them. They arrived. They spent 40 minutes working with him, and they gave him oxygen. They gave him a tracheal tube to clear his airways, and then they took him to the hospital where he remained for about a week or so. So now everything is canceled on his docket, and nothing until next spring. He'll be back with Aerosmith, and they will be doing, in April, they've got a residency coming up at the MGM Grand in Vegas, so hopefully whatever was wrong with him is fixed now.
Joe Perry passing out in his dressing room. Why does that not sound odd to me?
Very rock and roll.
28 passed on the DJB show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here, the new Cullinan. Named for the biggest diamond ever discovered, this is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-12.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The busiest land port of entry in North America has reopened one day after it was closed for hours. U.S. Customs and Border Protection using tear gas and shutting down that San Diego area port of entry after a group of migrants stormed the border fence. Mexico says it now plans to deport almost 500 migrants who were involved in the incident. It comes just a few days after President Trump's conference call with U.S. military members, in which he slammed the judge's decision to temporarily block the administration from denying asylum to migrants.
It's a terrible thing when judges take over your protective services when they tell you how to protect your border. It's a disgrace.
Midwest travel very treacherous from a very heavy winter storm. Blizzard conditions are affecting about a half dozen states. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pass. Can't hear myself. Am I Michael? Hello, testing. 1, 2, 3, testing. 34 past the hour on the DJV show. I am Rich McFadden, in for the traveling Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, here with you on your Monday morning, helping you get through things here. Brexit's got a little bit of an issue. So the people passed to go ahead and go move forward with Brexit in the UK last year, and Theresa May has been fighting, trying to get something done there. And she has been able to get the EU to approve a plan for her to be able to take back to Parliament to try to get passed. There ain't a shot, and you know where, of her getting it through Parliament. Everybody's against it there, and she will not get it through Parliament. And Parliament is even saying, why is she even bringing this to us? Because we're going to turn it down, she's going to lose power, and she is going to be outed She'll be done if she brings this to us. But it looks like that's what's going to happen. A lot of the problem is that the borders is from what I understand, with this deal, they will be away from Brexit, but they will still have to abide by the EU rules for immigration. And that's one of the things that people are having a hard time with. So
the immigration regulations, that's essentially what spawned the Brexit to begin with.
Right.
So Britain wants to have control of their own borders. So leaving the Union but still having to abide by the rules, like, what's the point?
Right, exactly. And so the EU is like, yeah, go ahead.
Right.
We're cool with this.
You can do whatever you want, but you're still following our rules.
And Parliament's like, and plus there's a big payout that they have to pay the EU to get out of it. So that's also an issue. So I don't see Theresa May lasting too much longer, which is really crazy if you think about it. Like, could you think about if the president, any president, forget, you know, Trump, whoever, Obama, were to bring forward legislation that they were trying to get passed, and if it failed, they're like, okay, you just failed. We have no confidence in you. You're out. That's the way it works over there. And then they just have a new election and they vote for a new prime minister.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I think that she had some real traction in the beginning of this. When they did the public vote, they voted for it. A lot of people had no idea what they were really voting for. They thought they were just voting for change and that was going to be a good thing. And then everybody came together and seems to now have the same, the same kind of, they're on the same side.
Right.
Saying, you know, look, this is going to be really bad for business, everybody. You know, you had people like Richard Branson, certainly people pay attention to what he says. And so you had politicians, you had celebrities, and he's not just a celebrity, obviously. He's, you know, a billionaire too. And so many people coming forward saying, this is just a really bad idea. We voted for something that's just a really stupid plan. But it does raise a good question. Look at what we're dealing with, you know, with our own borders with Mexico. The border issue is not going to go away. And so they still have to figure it out. And so whether it's Brexit or not, they've got a big problem.
Wow. When you see countries, really far left countries, it's not Switzerland, it was Sweden or Norway, one of the two, basically where the far right parties are gaining control because everybody is worried about the borders there. That tells you that something is really going on there, and they do need to get a handle on it. And it really, that's one of the things that Trump gets a lot of support for here, is people want control of the borders. This porous border, and the European countries are feeling the same pains. They start realizing how much this is costing them and how it's changing their countries. They're like, listen, anybody's welcome, but you got to play by the rules.
Do it the right way.
And you got to be a part of our country. As long as you do that, fine, come on in. If you can't do that, we don't want you. And that's where they're having a problem.
France is having the same problem.
France is having big problems, and especially over this weekend because their fuel prices are getting so out of control that they're having riots.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's crazy. Right. It's not a fun place to be in Europe right now. It's tough. There's a lot of turmoil.
Well, and I'll tell you, one of the things that we're a bit protected by that, okay, because we have to protect our southern border and the Canadians. I mean, you know, okay, we have to watch out for terrorists coming through Canada, but other than that, there's not Canadians rushing the border down to the United States.
I think it's the other way around, right?
Right.
America are going to Canada.
No, we actually had a guest on one of our shows talking about how legal U.S., I'm not citizens, visa holders with proper standing visas of the United States are seeking asylum in Canada right now because they're afraid that Trump is going to revoke their status. Mm-hmm. So they're actually being proactive and going, I'm going to end up being illegal here.
Here's my plan B, and it's Canada.
Plan B is Canada. Here I come.
Yeah.
So Canada has seen a spike in legal U.S. visa holders applying for asylum in Canada.
I wonder if that pushes them further to the line or further back. You know, like if it's the priority should be, you know, well, who has nowhere to go? But if you already have a place to go and legally you can be in the United States, I wonder if that really affects where their application is in the process.
I will tell you, my wife's family, she's Colombian, and you know, the the older Colombians all stayed in Colombia, whatever. And then, and my wife's generation, they started kind of moving around Spain, States.
Did she and Sofia Vergara come here together? Are they friends?
they actually do know each other.
That's so funny.
Sofia Vergara's mother has an apartment in the floor below our apartment in Colombia and at the other end of the hallway. So they do actually know each other. And what's her name? Shakira.
Really?
Yeah, from the same.
So the three big celebs are your wife, Shakira, and Sofia Vergara.
From the north coast of Colombia, yep.
Wow.
So, but, you know, where we are protected is we have that one border, really. It's a big border. But the EU, I mean, you can't, they're coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
You can't really protect the borders there. Yep. Somebody's going to get in if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just,
true.
Yeah. So what about the fuel price riots in Paris? What's going on there?
Well, you know, that's the, like you said, the protests, the government under Macron, they've imposed taxes on diesel fuel and gasoline, and they are trying to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions, and they want to use the money from the taxes to fund renewable energy. That all sounds like a great plan.
Sure.
But this is like gas taxes over here. You know, New Jersey had I'm in New Jersey now, and they had the 23-cent increase. Just like 2 years ago. And that's a lot of money to add at one time. And California has gone through that as well. And so the people in Paris are just fed up with it. And so now there's, and again, like you were saying, Rich, there are a lot of these like far, far right groups that they're being accused of, you know, inciting violence during these riots. They're called the Yellow Vest Movement. They wear these like yellow vests for high visibility. And the demonstrations are, you know, kind of across the country. It's not just in Paris. And they're turning deadly. Hundreds of people have been injured. At least one person was killed. It's a mess. And I don't know what Macron's plan is going to be. It's wonderful to fund renewable energy. I'm all about that. But if people can't afford to pay for gasoline and diesel to get to their jobs, then,
right.
You know, at what cost are you going to be funding renewable energy?
One thing I will say about Parisians is that they love to protest. My sister is fluent in French. She has lived in France for multiple different occasions. She studied abroad there, and then she lived there a few years afterwards for a while, and it's like every time she went back, everyone was like, be careful, they're protesting, and she was like, they always are. So it's not that it's not a big deal and something that they need to address, but it is something that happens a lot there.
Well, I know that they've had, when it comes to the immigration thing, immigrants in Paris will protest when they're not getting their whatever it is that they're looking for, if they feel they're being slighted. I mean, those were violent protests a couple of years ago. So you're right. They will protest on a whim, and, you know, good for them. All right, so let's see here. Ricky Jay. Who is Ricky Jay, and why should I care that he passed away? I mean, obviously it's horrible that he passed away, but I'm trying to place who he is. And why it's a big story. Tell me.
Yeah, he's an actor, and he's also a master magician. He was in films like Boogie Nights, where a lot of people remember him from that. He was on Deadwood. He's been in a ton of different TV and movies. If you saw his face, he's one of those actors, if you see his face, you're like, oh, I know that guy.
That guy.
And that guy. Well, he passed away on Saturday in Los Angeles at his home of natural causes. He was only 72. And a New Yorker profile on him last year called him the most gifted sleight-of-hand artist alive. And he was known for his card tricks and memory feats and things like that. And one of the cool things he did, he was also a Bond villain. In the 1997 James Bond movie Tomorrow Never Dies, he was the cyber terrorist opposite Pierce Brosnan's James Bond. And he also had a company called the Deceptive Practices Company. And if you'll understand this one, you'll like think this is pretty cool. Gary Sinise's legs in Forrest Gump as Lieutenant Dan were masterfully left out of that movie when he was in the wheelchair.
Right.
Well, Ricky Jay's company developed that technology based on his magician's background, and they added in a lot of cool technology. So that's why you never see Gary Sinise's legs as Lieutenant Dan. It's all because of this technology that he created. And he also did stuff where he was in that movie, The Prestige. Remember that movie that Christian Bale starred in, Jessica Biel?
Yeah.
The Illusionist was a similar movie that was right around the same time in Ocean's 13. He worked on all of those films too. So he was an actor, and he did all of the magic side effects and special effects and stuff.
Too bad. Yeah, no, there's a lot. That's a it's amazing how many of those that guys there are out there.
Yeah.
That you go, oh, yeah, that's too bad. So, all right, well, a thought for him, and hopefully he will.
And now maybe you care just a little bit more. Because
maybe
Lieutenant
I'll go look
Dan.
At one of his movies. Yeah. All right, let's talk about sleep. Coming in here, helping out, filling in for Doug while he's gone to Machu Picchu, I need to go to bed a little bit earlier,
yeah.
And I need to get a good night's sleep. And wow, is one of the ways that helps me do that is MyPillow. I have four MyPillows on my bed. Two for my wife.
Is there room for your wife?
She's over there somewhere. And we just have, and they're great. So I have a lot of pillows, but MyPillow is the one that goes under my head when I lay my head down to go to sleep at night. And it's a great, great product.
Yep, and I love the machine washable and dryable aspect of it. You know, we talk about so many times there's just so many germs and things lurking in your pillow, and people do not wash their pillows. And when they do, if it's not a MyPillow, you put it in the dryer, and that's it. It's a big, lumpy mess for the rest of the time you own it.
Yep.
And then that's one of the best things. That's my favorite feature of MyPillow, that you pop it in the dryer, and when you pull it out, it's just like brand new. It maintains.
Smells good.
Smells great. Yeah, and then the fact that you can also bend it and kind of mush it around, it helps. You know, you can put it right in the crevice of your neck, and it helps with your back. I have lower back pain sometimes, so it helps with that as well.
You know,
go ahead.
One of the other cool things about it is that when you order a MyPillow, they will ask you, what T-shirt size do you
Yes.
wear?
Yep.
How tall are you?
Mm-hmm.
And they will send you a pillow sized for you.
Yep.
So, Victoria, you would not get the same pillow as I get.
Mm-hmm.
And it really makes a difference. And I will notice if, like, I don't have the right MyPillow on my side of the bed. I'm like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right.
Right.
This must be one of my wives. So it really does make a difference. You can't just go buy some pillow off the shelf and say, oh, this seems like the right continuity.
No,
the right,
yeah. I've often done that too, where, you know, you walk down like the aisles of Bed Bath and Beyond, and you kind of like hold a pillow up to your head, and you're like, this feels okay, I guess,
right.
But you're not laying down.
Right.
Yeah. It's
right.
True. But, well, right now, one of the coolest things that we've got is we've got a really great offer. If you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV, you can get one MyPillow, and then you'll get the second one free. So that's two MyPillows for the price of one. This is, you will give one to yourself and give one to a loved one for Christmas, because every time I've given a MyPillow, my mom just, my mom wants to work for MyPillow because she just loves hers so much. You can stop tossing and turning, give the gift of the MyPillow, and give the gift of a great night's sleep. And then, Rich, we have to make sure you get more sleep, because you're going to be with us all week.
Absolutely. All right, so there it is. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get your buy one, get one free pillow, one for you, one as a gift. I'm telling you, we're watching out for you here for Christmas. We'll help you get some free stuff along with Works and MyPillow. There it is for you. It's 48 past the hour on the DJV show.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Valve 1122 to 12118. Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details.
Pain and my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Know this, right?
Yeah.
54 past the hour.
Yes.
I know. 54 past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden in for traveling Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and time for Chuck Curry and movie news. And obviously, Chuck has something to tell us about The Lion King. What's going on with The Lion King, Chuck?
Well, the other day, Disney released the first teaser trailer to its live-action version of the classic animated film. 224 million views for this new trailer.
Wow.
Well, I believe it's worldwide. I have a feeling, just a gut feeling, it will probably make a couple bucks in the box office. What do you think?
I don't know. I gotta Google this and see what this looks like. Oh.
I think it kind of looks... It looks like, I don't know what they're saying, live action. Are there, what humans are in this? Because from what I saw, it's just like an animated movie, but done better.
No, I believe there's some interaction with live action actors also. Yeah, and I talked about this a few weeks ago on the program. Disney's making all their animation classic animation into live action. I think they scored big when they did Beauty and the Beast 2 years ago with Emma Watson. I love that film.
That
and they just
movie.
Released last week, if you saw the trailer to Dumbo, which is directed by Tim Burton, Michael Keaton is in the film, Danny DeVito, Colin Farrell. That trailer was simply awesome. It's like 2.5 minutes. It's full of emotion. It opens in March. I think that's going to be a monster hit. And then they filmed the live-action version of Aladdin with Will Smith taking on the iconic role of the genie, which was voiced by Robin Williams in the original film. So
that's going to be tough for Will Smith to beat Robin Williams,
but
though.
It will be, but I think he's a pretty talented guy. And
yeah.
If you're gonna, I think he'll do a really good job. But Lion King, no doubt, is a tremendously popular movie. So, but it's a teaser trailer. You really can't judge. But
I'm looking at the trailer. It looks interesting.
Yeah. What do you think of the CGI of the lion?
It looks believable. I mean,
yeah, it looks believable. I think they could still tweak it a tiny bit better, but it looks good. It looks good.
So
and the Dumbo trailer, the elephant looks incredible.
Is that where we're at, Chuck? I mean, it pretty much everything is a remake and a reboot. And
well, I'm glad you said that because it was an article I just read. Some company did this survey and they asked people what movie franchise you most want to see rebooted. You have any idea what it was?
Movie franchise.
Back to the Future. But here's the catch to that. Director Robert, they did the original trilogy, Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd. I love all three of them. I did a revival showing in my local theater last year. Audiences still love, including myself, love that original trilogy. But the director of those movies, Robert Zemeckis, and the producer, co-writer Bob Gale, have it in their contract that they have to give written permission to do it, and they say they will never allow
Universal. I don't want
to
even see an attempt at that.
Of that franchise.
Really?
Good.
Yeah, which is, I have mixed feelings about that because while I agree a lot of reboots are unnecessary, but I do think there's so much potential in that franchise. It's sort of a shame in some ways that they won't let them proceed with that.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Oh, that's a shame. All right, well, maybe they'll change their mind. All right, Chuck.
Here's the box office. No surprise. Number one film at the box office this weekend, Ralph Wrecks the Internet, which is a sequel, a five-day, $84 million opening weekend. Creed 2, which I saw last year, Thanksgiving. I like this film a lot. I thought it was one of the best scripts Sylvester Stallone has ever written. $55 million in 5 days is a very solid number. The original Creed did $42 million. Dr. Seuss' The Grinch, $30 million over 3 days, plays third, $180 million a date. Fantastic Beasts plays fourth, $29 million, $117 million in 10 days. And Bohemian Rhapsody, which is getting great word of mouth, $13 million, $152 million, just a 13% drop-off week to week. That is a really good film. Like a Star is Born, word of mouth on that one is through the roof.
So
I think that's going to make Rami Malek a household name and a movie star at the same time.
And it's certainly he's going to get an Oscar nomination. Although I read the favorite for Best Actor is still Bradley Cooper for a Star is Born.
Yeah, I want to see that. What's going on with Robin Hood? That didn't show at all in the box office totals?
Number seven, it did $14 million in 5 days. Yes. Weak reviews, but Doug saw it, and he seemed to love it, but Doug has awful taste.
58 past on the TJB show.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.